Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. These podcasts have been looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and in particular we've been looking at the way that Paul approached his ministry to the Thessalonians, the way that his motives were pure, how his methods grew out of those so that his methods were godly, and also such that in the end what was produced was fruitful work that was to God's glory and that produced tremendously positive memories, both Paul's memories of the Thessalonians and their memories of him. We're in the last few verses here, from verses 18 to 20. They read, "For we wanted to come to you, certainly I, Paul, did, again and again, but Satan stopped us. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our joy, our glory and joy." Paul uses the plural throughout the letter. But here he uses the singular I and his own name, Paul. Why does he use it? Because he wants them to know that it's personal. He's not talking in a generic sense about about a concern or a love for them, but it's in his own heart. We wanted to come, verse 18, certainly I, Paul, did again and again. Satan stopped him, and we don't know exactly what he did, but we can imagine that the Thessalonians did. Satan, he says, cut into us. It's like a road being cut up to make it impossible. Similar phrases used in Galatians 5:7. You were running a good race, who cut in on you? That's what Satan did. Still, despite all that, though, he hopes for them. They are his joy. It seems that Paul anticipates that at the day of judgment, it will mean more to him to be able to present the Thessalonians faithful to God than to experience his own salvation. And while that may when that happens not be the case, it's how he feels. Maybe that's a healthy way for us to feel. Not that others' salvation is more important than our own as such, because we're all equally valuable towards God, but perhaps it's important for us, if we lead others and teach and serve others, to at least feel like their salvation matters so much to us that it, in some ways, eclipses our own, or perhaps puts it a little bit in the shadow. He talks about crowns in this passage. There are two common words in Greek for crown. This one, in verse 19, denotes a festive garland, a laurel wreath for the person who is the victor at the games. The implication is that the Thessalonians are his crown of joyfulness and victory. Glory is attached to this crown. The crown of glorying might be a better translation. It's about boasting in a healthy way. It's about exuberance. They are his crowning glory. He says, they will be his glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes. He comes is the first use of parousia in the New Testament, meaning the presence, as in Jesus is coming to be present. He is arriving. It's used of the arrival of a great person, a king, an emperor, or a royal visit. And that's its normal use in Greek literature. And he says it's Jesus. Jesus is coming. Indeed, verse 20, you are our glory and joy. And the word glory here in verse 19 is different from the word in verse 20. The word is different from the word in verse 19. And here it is doxa, meaning praise or honor, as we read also in Luke 14, verse 10, the place of honor, and Hebrews 3, verse 3, the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. Although there will be great joy over the Thessalonians at the second coming, Paul already feels that joy for them in the here and now. And if we lead, if we serve others, then let us pray to feel that joy and glory even now. For me, the examination of Paul's motives, his methods and his memories in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 has been very refreshing, very encouraging and very challenging to me to think about the fact that my motives matter. If I get them right, my methods will be right. And if those are right, then my memories of those I serve and those who are served by me hopefully will also be very positive. And we will glory together in the salvation that is ours. We'll move on to another passage next time. But until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And my Twitter feed is mccx. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.